Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasts to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is February 17th, 2008, and this is episode... Oh, wait, Frederica, tell me what episode this is.
This is episode 100.
That's right. It is episode number 100. Can you believe it, folks? We've been here for 100 episodes. Holy mackerel. That's a whole bunch of episodes, and I'm scanning back in here to see when the first podcast was. Podcast number one. Actually, was entry number two, and this came out in, oh, what was the date of that? Wow, what was the date of that? We better look that up. We need to be specific. You know, we can't have wrong information going out here on Adventures in Podcasting. And wow, this first episode went out on 11/27/2005. Man, it's been a long, long time ago. Long, long time ago. 100 episodes ago. And, I guess I'm pretty excited to be here with 100 episodes later. And I am here. It's Sunday night, 7:45 showtime is when I got started talking tonight, although you'll never know that because it'll be well after the fact by the time you get to hear this. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, as usual, PUSD podcasting updates followed by PUSD RSS updates. Did I say that right? RSS. Yes, RSS updates. We'll say that three times. Real fast. Then we'll have podcasting and RSS tools, and finally, other items worth mentioning. And I got a treat for you today. Rather than my normal transitional tune, I've got a treat for you because I got Frederica to sing for us. And of course, you might have heard of the person that she's just a big fan of. I think her name's Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana, depending on the hair color she's got at the current moment. But Frederica loves that, and she and I actually went to see the Hannah Montana movie concert, and I have to say, folks, it was pretty good. I can say that with pride. I went to see it. It was a good show, and the little stinker when she was in front of the microphone here earlier, she sang that, so I'm going to pop that in for a transition, and I'll be right on back.
You get the best of both, Fred.
Alrighty. Thank you there, Frederica. I just love that. I just absolutely love that. I just want to bottle that, or maybe I should just save it. Hey, I did already, actually. Yes, I can play that anytime. That might just be the new transition tune. Nonetheless, we are in PUSD Podcasting Updates right about now, and I got to tell you, some cool stuff happened this week, even though I was really super busy. And completely uninvolved in a lot of this. Now, that's not quite the right way to say that, but I was doing a lot of other things, and some of the podcasting things just happened while I wasn't looking, and that's really, really cool, because that's kind of the idea, is to get this off the ground, and it just happened. So, nonetheless, what happened this week? My tech-savvy superintendent, Dr. Santarelli, released his first podcast. You can check that out. That is the February 2008 Employee Update, and really cool there, because... Dr. Santarelli released this in actually three formats. We put it out in an MP3 format for those folks who want to listen to it and wander around the room and do other things, which I've had great feedback from people that wanted to do that. We also put it out in a WMV video format. We are a Windows district, so that would work very well in on our Windows machines. And so there's a link in the show notes for both of these, in fact. And you are welcome to check those out. I encourage you that. And then, of course, we also put it out in an M4 video format for the iPod. However, I got a little bit of a challenge on my server right now trying to get it to stream out video. So that worked that one out. But nonetheless, I think it's just super, super cool that Dr. Santarelli did this. And I think this is really going to make a major difference in starting to get some other folks on board with this. You know, when the boss is doing this, Yeah. Hey, I think that's kind of a good indication that we've got some acceptance at that. So I don't think I can get at any higher level acceptance. We've got board meetings being videocasts and podcasts. We've got the superintendent now doing podcasts. Oh, and what a great segue. Principal Phil Stanfield at my old elementary school, Peoria L., he released his first podcast. Very short, little announcement in there, but nonetheless, it's kind of a slick thing. And his podcast is on a homeless video that the staff is supposed to listen to. And I just listened to it, and I just got kind of a chuckle out of it because he's using this as an announcement. And I like that because it just basically it's real fast. And I, you know, if you type like I do, and you have the let's see, what we want to call that, language challenges, you know, grammar, spelling, things like that. Sometimes it's actually faster to talk on the microphone, pop it up on that podcast server and email a link out and just say, hey, listen, than it is to type up an entire paragraph or two because, you know, you spend a lot of time, you know, how can I twist this? What's this look like? What's this sound like? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that was pretty cool, and I had a good opportunity when I met with him about a week ago. We went over the process again. I said, you really need to hurry on this, Phil, because Denton's going to put his out soon, so you're going to be following the boss. And I don't know who was first getting theirs posted, but nonetheless, they both got done this week. That was pretty cool. I also got a what do you want to call that? Voicemail. Yeah, voicemail. That's what I got from Linda Cooper this week. And I'm so glad that I had the ability to forward that voicemail into my email because it was one of those that you just love it. And in fact, you just got to love it so much. I'm going to play it for you because I was just super excited about it. So I'm going to let Linda talk for a minute, and I will be right on back.
Hi, Sean. It's Linda Cooper. I'm just calling to thank you for making me look good. Yesterday I had the podcast page open when I had my parent-teacher conferences, and for some of the parents hadn't even heard it. I don't know why their kids hadn't directed them there or something, but at any rate, I had those going when parents were coming in the room. They were mesmerized. They had smiles on their faces. It was awesome. So thank you, thank you. You made me look good. Have a great day. Bye.
Now, those are the kind of messages that you just want to hang on to. In fact, I am going to hang on to that one. I do have to say, Linda didn't, I didn't make Linda look good. Linda made Linda look good because she saw the value in this and she picked up the ball and she ran with it. And I believe I told the story. We brought her students and her fifth graders in about, a month ago now. And, the students had some stories they had, created. And we taught them how to use Audacity. They recorded it in the microphone. They even did a little garnish. They put some music on the front of them. And just super, super fun. Actually, I put a note in the, put a link in the show notes to where her Apple Podcast page is, so you can actually listen to some of the work that those students had done. So, also, she had emailed me this week and said, kind of the same thing she said in the voicemail there. The parents don't know how to get to these, so I send her the directions to where they could actually subscribe to it in iTunes. So chances are most of those parents have iTunes on their computer because most of the kids in the room had iPods on them. So nonetheless, cool, cool stuff, very, very exciting, and I just love that voicemail. So Linda, if you're listening, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And for the rest of us, we're going to move on into the next topic here, which would be photo stories on the PUSD home store. The home story, the home page. And this is kind of a neat deal, and you're probably wondering to yourself, what do photo stories have to do with podcasting? And the answer is, not a doggone thing. But, nonetheless, it's cool because it is something that public relations is doing, and I've been working with PR for a long time, Jim over there, and we've been working on doing cool things. In fact, he was one of the prodders that helped me get Dr. Santarelli to do a podcast as well. And about, maybe a month or two ago, I was in Jim's office, and he started talking to me about all these pictures again. And he says, man, I want to do something for video on the web, et cetera, et cetera. And I showed him Photo Story. And, man, he just jumped all over that. He did that. We had a great little video we put together. Actually, I did nothing on this. This is the coolest part. I took 15 minutes, showed Jim how to use Photo Story, and went on my merry way. When I came back in the other day, he showed me the video he created in Photo Story. We worked a little bit to make sure the voiceover was right. We had a little microphone challenge, and we got that worked out for him. And he did the recording on that, rendered that bad boy out, And what my part in this was, besides teaching him photo story, was to actually put it on the webpage for him. So down in the lower right-hand corner of the Peoria homepage, you'll see a section under that says PSD Photo Stories, and you can click the play button. Plays little bitty teeny video, but nonetheless, it's just kind of cool. It fits over there really nice on that right-hand side of the page. And, you know, it's just so cool. And what he's going to do, in fact, he actually has two more laying in wait on these right now. And so probably once a week, every 2 weeks, I don't know what his schedule is going to do, he's going to move those into different videos. And these videos are created based on the pictures. What he had told me one time, and in fact he's told quite a few people, because this thing kind of went viral in the public relations of education side of the house. I got several emails from him from different people asking questions and talking to him about it, that I think this is just a really cool thing, and I have to agree. It's pictures of our students, a little bit of music that comes out of the Photo Story software, and some voiceover, and just super, super slick. So what a great way to promote the kids, what a great way to promote what's going on in the district. And my hat's off to Jim for taking care of that. That's very cool. So does it have anything to do with podcasting? Not per se, but it certainly has something to do with a great way to promote what's going on. And you know, sometimes video's got to be a good thing to have in there. So nonetheless, cool stuff. And it's time to move into PSD and RSS updates. And just because I've got that cute little clip of Frederica, I'm going to actually use that right about now, and I'll be back.
You get the best of both worlds.
I just can't get over to listening to that. I just keep listening to it over and over and over and over again. PSD podcasting. No, I'm sorry. Boy, I'm on a roll today, too. How about PSD RSS updates? And this is one of those. I just threw this out here in this format because I really didn't do anything new on it. But since it is the 100th episode, I thought I'd note that, you know, in the last couple of years, we've got over 50 RSS links out there. And I looked it up on the actual, it's probably even more than 50, quite be quite honest with you. Looked up what I actually had listed on the RSS page on our website. There's 36 there. And then if you consider all of the feeds that are coming out of the podcasting side, and you consider all the folks who've taken the My Site Level 2 class, where they put RSS feeds on their sites as well. So we're probably, I'm going to venture to guess, we're probably a little over 100, to be truthful. I just don't have them all located in a central location, and to be honest, I'm not going to go make that central location. It's really not that important to know. But nonetheless, I think it's kind of cool that it has grown that much in the last few years. So that's kind of neat. Also, I'll take a moment to promote the video that we created in the district. It was about a year ago. In fact, it was in February 10th last year. I uploaded that video to Google, and it is available on the Peoria homepage too. If you click on the RSS link, it actually plays in the screen there, on the screen, I should say. And you can download that in a couple different formats as well. You can download it in iPod format, you can download it in WMV format, and of course, I also popped it up on Google Video, and that is where the link is in the show notes. So if you want to check that out, a couple different places, obviously the Peoria homepage under the RSS links, and of course, you can check it out on Google as well. So I'm kind of pleased with that video. That worked out real well, although I do have to say the Common Craft video that Leela Fever makes, RSS in plain English, is probably my favorite, just for the sheer fact it is solid information, and it's just raw. Raw meaning it's just absolutely simplicity in its best form. So check that out. Check out Leela Fever's on YouTube. Do a RSS in plain English search. You can check that out. Of course, if you want to see my ugly face, you can check out my video on the Peoria homepage and Google Videos. So with that, I think it's time to move on into the next topic here. And do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear Frederica sing again? I do. So we're going to let Frederica sing it one more time, and we'll be right on back.
You get the best of both worlds.
Okay, I'm still just giggling away on this one. Hey, in the section under podcasting tools and RSS tools, this is a cool website Steve Nelson sent to me the other day. And Steve is from Apple Computers, and I'm going to miss Steve. He's taking on a new responsibility, new job within Apple, and he's going to be moving out of the Valley. So my congratulations to you, Steve. I know you listen to the show because you email me every now and then. Obviously, you emailed me today, so thank you for sending me this link, and the best of luck to you, sir. And I hope you don't quit listening because I like to know that I at least have a couple listeners out there. So this is Podjucate Me, and, man, I'm just bummed out that I'm not the guy that created this thing, because this is just a slick site. This is a podcasting guide, huge guide. If you click in that and click on it, check this thing out. It's at podjucateme.com, and just super cool site. It's got an entire book, entire guidebook on this. Topics include, let's see, what's a podcast, podcasting and education, finding and subscribing to podcasts, transferring a podcast episode to an iPod, planning your own podcast, systems considerations, gear, choosing your microphones, lav mics, mic specifications, accessories, virtual mixing, handheld recorders, digital signal processors. That's pretty serious stuff there. Software plugins, recording, etc. Editing, equalization. You get the point. There's a lot of good information in here. It also has a section under hardware where I don't know actually who the creator of this is. That's terrible of me. Let's see. Who can I read this? This says Micah, I'm going to mess this up too. O-V-A-D-I-A, Oveda. Micah. I'm going to go with a he on it, so my apologies if I'm incorrect there. But nonetheless, there's a section on hardware, microphones, interfaces, mixers, audio recorders and players, headphones, signal processors. It's just fantastic in here. Software. Again, all the different types of software that you can utilize. Even some sampler CD information. How about kits? You want to be a podcaster and just make it simple and buy a kit? There's links out to where you can buy this stuff from ZZ Sounds, and there's also a section on blowouts where the things are on sale. So it's just super cool. Also a news section in here, very cool, let you know what's going on, and on down the line. So there is an about page, of course you gotta have an about page, you gotta tell everybody what they're doing. So this is just a wicked cool site, and that is a technical term, wicked cool. And there's even a blog for Podjucate Me too as well, so WordPress blog, I love it. So check this out, this is absolutely dynamite, and I do appreciate Steve sharing that with me. I'm gonna spend some more time reading, and of course I'll spend some more time thinking, boy, I wish I was a guy that created that, because just a cool site, lots of good information on that. So I've got that bookmark in my Delicious accounts, and I've got it here on the it'll be in the show notes for Adventure Podcasting as well, so you can check that out. That is Podjucateme, podjucateme.com. So check it out. And I think on this note, I'm just going to note the time. Frederick has had plenty of opportunity to sing tonight, so I'm just going to note the time here. It's about 17:30 in the show. That means I'll put those in the show notes when we transition to, what are we going into? Oh, yeah. Finally, other items worth mentioning. So last week I mentioned that I've been getting a lot of email lately, and it's a shocking amount of email because I don't normally get that much on the show. I get a few emails here and there, but I got 3 emails in 2 weeks, and the last one I got was this week. The last email I got was this week, and this was from, I'm going to blow this one too, Brian Zibikowski from Mounds View Public Schools, and he asked me some questions about what we were doing with our podcasting, with our video casting, and so forth, and He specifically was interested in how we were taking care of our board meetings and how we were recording them and getting them digitized and put out there on the website. So I like that fact, and I like that shows that other people are interested in doing that. I think it's important that our public sees what's going on in our boardrooms, because those are the people that actually help shape our district. And I love the fact that that people are interested in it. You know, you've probably seen these things on your local access channel, but I know the ones in where I live in Phoenix, there's probably 12 districts that have access to that local access channel, and they usually wind up on the TV in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's usually when I see them when I'm laying there with insomnia and I can't sleep. I just click around, and I've watched some interesting board meetings from other districts. It's always interesting to see how other folks are doing things. But nonetheless, the ability to listen to those meetings in your own home on your own time, and again, that's the beauty of podcasting. So in Peoria, we put ours out in MP3 format, so you can take it on the road with you, and we also put them on our local channel. But of course, we have those in a downloadable format that will play in iTunes as well. So, I just love the fact that other folks are thinking about doing that, and I hope that this works out well for him and in Moundsview Public Schools. I think this is just dynamite. And, again, I'm more than happy to share what I know with anybody. If you just want to drop me an email, I will tell you exactly what I know, which, takes about 30 seconds or so, but nonetheless, I can share with you what we've been doing. Also, yesterday I had a good time. I went out and did a workshop for Madison School District. Madison's a district just south of my house, actually. It took me about 10 minutes to drive down there, and I had 15 folks in a workshop on Say It Again with Podcasting. We had a good time in there. We did a little 3-hour workshop, and basically went over the basics of Audacity, and everybody got an opportunity to play in there. They learned how to obviously speak into the mic, record it, export as MP3s. We also learned how to put in some garnish with music and so forth, and just had a good old time in there. I also, in preparation for that, I had created a video. I created a PowerPoint presentation that turned into an MP3 podcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I worked on that last week. In fact, I even made it, what do you want to call it, an enhanced podcast. So I spent a lot of time tinkering around with that. I had a lot of fun. And what that wound up becoming was a video and an enhanced podcast called So You Want to Be a Podcaster that has a lot of items in there that you should probably think about as you get ready to get started. So what I did is I stuck that on my personal webpage. And you can check that out if you go to www.seanwheeler.name, and if you click on workshops down in the lower left-hand corner and then click on the link for podcasting, you'll see links to some of the files we use in the workshop. And of course, I also turned that podcast. I put the podcast there for the audio. The PowerPoint's available. The script is in the PowerPoint, which is what I say in the podcast. The enhanced podcast is available for download, and of course, I turned the PowerPoint into a video using, again, I'm on my PC, so I turned the PowerPoint into JPEGs, dropped those into Movie Maker, imported the audio, and boom, 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 there we go. So I created a WMV format, and then I ran it through a piece of software called Jodix that I've talked about in the past that turns WMV files into M4V videos, so you can put it on your iPod as well. And then, of course, today I uploaded it to Google Video, so it'll play in the web page. So if you're looking at this on a Mac, you don't have to worry about having Windows Media Player. You can just go ahead and let it rip, and it will play right out of Google Video in a Flash format as well. So I had a good time with that, and in the end, I'm pretty pleased with how that worked out. So we also had, we had a very good time in the class. I think there were 15 pretty excited people walking out of that, and what they need to do really is what I told them. They got to go back and practice, because it does take time to figure out how to do all this good stuff. So nonetheless, you can check all that out. Show notes are listed there with the links on the So You Want to Be a Podcaster. Check it out. And I guess it's time to round out everything, and the show's it's pretty much what I wanted to say here. So I'm going to do a little bit of terrible of me, a little self-promotion. Check out my blog and my professional page at www.seanwheeler.name. That's S-H-A-W-N. Wheeler's just like it sounds, wheel and E-R. And you can check out that page. There's a link to my blogs, link to my delicious bookmarks, my blog lines accounts, all that good stuff in there. And, hey, take a look. Let me know what you think about it. Also, if you've never had or you wanted to see the actual full-blown presentation for Adventures in Podcasting, or I should better say it again with podcasting, you can check that out. That is available on the web as well. See the show notes for the full length, because it's too long to read. And what's interesting is from last week to this week, that's had another 50 views. Stat counter let me know that. And that's pretty exciting. It's just amazing that thing's getting that many views. you know, because it's not going viral by any means, but people are looking at it, and I like that, and I like to know that, that's actually being able to be utilized for other folks around the world. And let's see what else is on that list of things to close out with. The 7th Annual Way Out West Conference is coming up May 3rd, 2008. This is going to be at ASU West. You can check out the website, AST.org. That's www.ast.org/conferences.html. Or, you know, just go to AST.org and click the link for conferences. You'll see it there. So that pretty much rounds out this 100th episode. Wow, I still can't believe we hit 100. And we're going to run about 26 and a half minutes by the time I get done talking. And I think it's time for me to be done talking. So I will tell you, like I always tell you, my name is Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback, folks. Drop me a note. You can send me an email at swheeler@peoriaud.k12.az.us. And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for your class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting, folks. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.